News coverage of the U.S.-led war on terrorism is coming under growing criticism. Some say the reported information needs to be controlled in order to protect American lives at home and abroad. Others warn that reporters simply become the propaganda arm of the Defense Department when they adhere to strict limits on what they could broadcast or print. Peter Arnett is an author and longtime war correspondent. Although he understands the need to restrict the press from certain operations, Arnett doesn't agree with all the current limitations.
I think that restriction of reporters to the more frequently used aircraft is practical because some of these planes don't have rooms for reporters. But I don't see why reporters cannot be in the B-52s that are starting to launch continuing airstrikes. They were in B-52s flying out of Guam during the Vietnam War.
What do you think of the war coverage so far?
What surprises me to some degree, Bob, is that the controversy has already started. Very quickly into this war effort, the media is on the griddle, and I think that is most unfortunate and unfair. The media really has been trying to do its job of passing on information that is relevant to what the U.S. government and its allies are doing in Afghanistan, and that includes occasional dispatches and videotapes from the other side, Osama bin Laden. It does include pictorial indications of where some of the American bombs have been landing. This has become pretty standard fare in the last decade, where you have a international media and where you have technology sort of rampant. I'm just surprised there's such a negative reaction towards the American media over this at this point.
We were told not to put Osama bin Laden on the air because he might be giving secret signals to other terrorists.
Well, Bob, when I was covering the bombing of Baghdad for CNN a decade ago, there were some viewers who wrote letters and phoned CNN suggesting that I was blinking secret messages either to the CIA or Baghdad's allies abroad. I assure you, I was simply blinking the dust out of my eyes or the tears out of my eyes, depending on how close the bombs were landing to our live point. It seems to me that controlling the message or controlling the words, it is an overwrought reaction by government authorities. It should stick to the message, which is basically the battlefield, what it's doing on the battlefield, and what it's doing about achieving its goals in Afghanistan.
Have you enjoyed the same access, the same cooperation since Vietnam that you had there?
No, the Pentagon is not cooperative, and they're not going to be cooperative this time. But we're in a world now, Bob, where Pentagon cooperation, I think it's more valuable for the Pentagon than for the media, because the reporters are all over Afghanistan. We've had four reporters who've actually walked in themselves and have been picked up by the Taliban, and one of them was released, but three have been held. But others are moving around. So the story will come out. The story of what America's doing will come out. And I think the Pentagon would make a lot of points if it was more cooperative with information and access.
Is there any way that we can do this to government satisfaction without simply reprinting their press releases?
The government will never be satisfied with press coverage, but they surely, reading the newspapers and seeing the dispatches from the field, feel comfortable with what the American media is doing. And I hope the government and the American public realizes that they're doing their duty just as much as the firefighters did at the World Trade Center, or that the troops are doing it. The reporters in the field are also doing a very dangerous duty, one that is integral to America's democracy.
Right, and the troops are risking their lives for, among other things, free speech, freedom of the press.
Absolutely true, and I'm convinced that you can fight a war and still allow maximum freedom for media to operate.
Peter Arnett is an author and chief international correspondent for ForeignTV.com.